Okay. Let's take the Rambam. Rambam, I find you in Hilchos Tefillin. Start with, I circled those I wanted, but start the one before, in Gimel. You have it?
Yes.
Look at Gimel. Asor kulan rochosh mishinai. The kulan ma'akvin, meaning if you don't do it the right way, the tefillin apostle. Shnayim hein b'ksibosam. Two halacha Moshe Sinai involves the act of writing the parshas, right? Ushmona b'chufuy l'kshil susoseim. And eight more halacha Moshe Sinai concerning how you make the batim and the nuts, the kshorim, the yud and the dalid or mem, what they like to call mem. What do you have? What do you people have on your? And the Kesher Tfilin Shel Rosh, what do you have, a dollar or a mem?
A dollar.
Right. A dollar or a mem, or a double dollar? Say, look, it's a square or it's a dollar. Right, two kinds. What do you have?
Dollar.
That's
okay. Wav mem.
Huh? Wav mem. Well, that's mem. Most of the people want the Sfaradim have mem. I mean, Sfaradim, not Yedis and Mizrach. So they have it's a dalit and then it's a full square, it's a full men.
What did Ashkenaz have?
Yeah.
Ashkenaz is dalit?
Yeah. I mean, the Yeshivish world is dalit. The Chassidish world is mem. Mem, or they call it double dalit because it's from Yeshiv dalit.
One on top of the other?
Yeah. It's a dalit woman, you know. We call it a mem, mem sofit, you know. Okay. What is it? What are the two things? What? She kosen also b'dyo. You must write it with whatever it is called dyo. U'she nechtov in ala klaf. And it's written on klaf. Whatever klaf is. Okay. And now, we showed you this morning that this is called, this is Jo. That's the Jo that Tosfos refers to as a salad. Watch what the Rambam does with it. Ketzad Masa Jo. Remember, Rasha had from the Gaonim. Almost the same Russian, but a little more ingredients. Mikapsin Oshon Shoshmonim. You gather soot made from oil. Oh, shall zephis for shall shiva. Remember, Gemara said that shemazayis is mitzvah and amufro to make the carpet. No, you can use other things too. Och yotzeben, I'm looking for what? I'm looking for black carbon. Anything that burns will give you the black carbon. The govel also besorah for ilan. Tosfos lotion, not rashes. And you use the sap of a tree. What is it referring to? Like pine tree, pine sap, which is sticky, viscous, sticky. Ubimat tirash, that's new. Put a little honey in also.
So it tastes good.
Why? Because sometimes the seifer licks the pen, so it should taste good.
With the latkes.
Yeah?
With the latkes.
For the latkes, right? But losis and also harbe. That's the sisa. Sisa normally means washing with water. But then,
dilute.
Make the sisa like in Hilchos Chometz Pesach, right? You have to make the sisa. There, the Kohanim for Menochos, you make the sisa. Kohanim's reason hain. You can trust them to do it, even though the mincha has to remain matzah, not chometz. Right? V'dochen also, atsheyasu rekikin, you compress it, you squeeze it, until it becomes like a piece of matzah, rokik. This I showed you, this is more, I think, thicker than what Rambam is referring to. Their meaning was to make it thin out, right? Umayavshin also, umasin also. You don't do much writing with it, you hide it. You put it away, meaning that's the stored material. That's your base material. Ubushas ksiva, why? Because so gyo is solid. Ubushas ksiva shoreil b'me'afotzim uchiyotzebo. Then you go ahead and you dissolve it in gall nut juice and you use it for writing. And the Rambam now throws in a critical lashon which other Rishonim do not. She'im tibchakenu yenimchak. Now that's not a very complimentary evaluation of the dio, that it's easy to erase. What he says is, so that it is erasable. That if you want to erase it, you can erase it. You can't do that with your ballpoint pen. V'zeo hadyoi shemitzim anamuf cholichto bo sforim filu mezuzos. But that's the chatchila. Im kosav shloshtam b'mei avtza, if you use the gallnut juice, gallnut extract, better lotion, the walnut extract, and use that as ink, write with that, the cancantum. She'omed ve'in nivchak. That's not erasable, but it has lasting power. There's permanence. In other words, you buy markers, a permanent marker or an not a permanent marker. Well, if that's the case, you don't need Dio. Then Dio is not halacha Moshe Mesinai. I can use me'afza alone, or me'kankantum, which is, I think, a copper salt solution. Imkein ma miyata halacha shalem ala Moshe Mesinai yiksuv b'dio. But we have a Kabbalah that a Sefer Torah till mezuzahs must be written with Dio. Now you tell me I can write with me'afza. The chatrine should be something dio that's nimchak. B'di'evid, I can write with non-dio that's not nimchak. All it tells you is what we mentioned this morning. You can't have the women rabbis of the Reform movement decide that they want the Torah written in chartreuse or in lady pink. This is not part of our sugya, but I'd like to include it in the shir, namely reference now not only to the dio, we'll pick that up in a minute again, but on what you write, to the parchment. Okay. So Rambam explains, so you got to get educated somehow, so pay attention. Shalosh oros hein. There are three kinds of parchment. Gvil, klaf, duchsustus. Ketzad. What do I mean by this? Lokhin o behema o chaya umavirin hasar mimenu tchila. Go ahead and you remove all the hair from the skin. They use a depilatory, usually chemicals, carbon, calcium hydroxide, lime is used for that purpose. They soaked in it and they scrape off all the hair. V'yachar kach mochen also b'melech. Right? And then you salt it. Not for eating purposes. The salt is to preserve the liver. V'yachar kach ma'avid also b'kemach. And then, the slightest idea what the heck they're talking about.
Now it is also and Mashuach.
Yeah.
Mashuach,
yeah. It's I don't know. I'm a kemach. You use kemach? I don't know what to use kemach for.
To
flour?
To dry.
To dry it, yeah. Liquid.
Liabesh,
so. Could be. No, but man is that we don't do that. Then you don't use that. I went through the whole process of cloth making because of the big shaila that was a few years ago about let's see if Roberto knows maze cloth mashuach chodo zocherze
that taste put some shemen some that it's some
lotion paint tzeva lavan titanium oxide the leather really comes multicolored sometimes black spots brown spots even after they work it out it's not evenly smooth so they take plain white paint. Titanium oxide is the whiteness of white paint. They mix it with gelatin and cook it up and then paint the parchment. What do they claim? That parchment is, that the paint is tofeled to the parchment, is boteled to the parchment, is made lenoy and therefore doesn't count. But in fact, you're not writing on parchment. You're writing on titanium oxide gelatin.
Why do they put it on?
Because it's prettier. It's nicer. And it's easier to write. Why? You now have a smooth surface with a gelatinous back to it. Not the leather, which is which catches the pen and doesn't let it write so easily. And that took over the whole world. Everybody used Mashuach. Many of the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael were mekel, but those who know what's going on, Marshall, the shul bought me a Sefer Torah a few years ago, had a Sefer Torah written, right? That's where I learned all about the tricks that they use. The chilik between Moshuach, to use parchment as Moshuach, and other parchment, the chilik is $6,000-$7,000 on the Sefer.
It's fall the otiot and the yof fall very easy. Also, it's very easy to write.
Yeah.
It's very easy to.
Easy to write because, one, it's smooth, right? It's chalak. Number two, the gelatin, there in the paint, makes it easier for the quill, but they write with it. Well, next. V'yachakach ba'afzo. People, you do some reading. Do you ever hear the term tanned leather?
Sure.
Or I'll tan your hide.
It's a melacha.
What's a tanned leather mean? It's me'afzo. Tannic acid, tanned leather. Mayafza is rich in tannic acid, and the tannic acid hardens the surface of the leather. an old treatment for sunburn, for a bad sunburn, was to take tea bags, tea that you make a solution, a strong solution of tea, and rub it on. What does it do? It tans your hide. It hardens the surface.
They're using the same type of me'aftza?
Huh?
The same type of me'aftza?
Yeah, it is me'aftza.
Is the me'aftza just a generic tree, or it's a specific type of...
I don't know. Me'aftza is gold nuts. Everybody translates the same way. It's gold nuts. I know what gold nuts are. Those tumors are the tree. But a specific tree, I think it'd be any tree that makes gold nuts would be that's rich in tannin, looking for tannic acid. You people, anybody here a wine feinschmecker? You know something about wines? You'll see on the label of good wines, it'll say rich in tannins. And when you taste it, it has a bitterness to it. Some wine has a bitterness to it on the taste. It's good or bad, depending what you like. Right. That's due to the tannin in the grapes. Tannin is a normal component of vegetative growth. Okay? Next. V'achakar ba'avtzor midvorim she'mekavtzin eso'o u'machzakin oso. What does he tell about it? It causes the hide to contract. See the hard surface. Zeu hanikra gvil. I have a Sefer Torah in my shul written on gvil. There's one man in the shul who can go hagba. Okay.
No, it's very heavy.
We don't use gvil.
But it's very...
Gvil is full thickness hide. You people, again, now associated with your thinking, you know that you ever hear the term split cowhide? You people, okay. If you have a briefcase, and the briefcase has compartments in it, if it's a leather briefcase, the inside compartment will be marked split cowhide. That's the outside is cowhide, inside is split. Okay? Umberto will show you. The outside together is called gvil. The outside there is called cloth. The inside, which is the other way around. The inside, somoch leboso, ze nase klaf, and somoch the seo, right? Right. Mul ha seo, nikre klaf. Mul ha boso, nikre duch sustus. Look, he has it further. Read that, Zion. In blocko o acha sheviru se'aro v'chilku oso be'ovyo l'shnayim. You visualize that. You're splitting the hide of the animal, right, in half. Not cutting a piece, you're splitting it, right, like I show you. See, they'll break the two pieces of paper, right? Kemo sha'avdonim osin atshiyu shnei oros echad dak Shehu mul haseo. The hard but thin piece will be where the hair was growing. The echad over a thicker one, v'hu shemi mul haboso. V'yivdu also b'melach u'b'kemach v'achar b'avtzach yotzebo. They go through the whole tanning process. Ze hachelik shemi mul haseo nikor klaf. Ze shemi mul haboso. Nico Duxustus. They get the halacha of Moshe Misinai. Halacha of Moshe Misinai, she a kosrim sefer Torah al hagvil, full thickness height, gvil, before you split it. V'kosim b'mokom haseyo, where do you write it though? On the top part, part where the hair was growing, where the hair of the animal was. V'shiyu kosim ha'tfilin al ha'klaf, v'kosim b'mokom ha'boso. Tfilin, however, are written on klaf, which is split cowhide, right? And you write on the inside, the part that was closest to the meat. If you kosen hamezuzah, is on the inner layer, ala duchsustus, the kosen on the top part, the mokom haseyo. You people visualize it? Okay. Alberto was demonstrating for you. Weren't paying attention. Okay. Here you have the hide. I split the hide into two. Right. This together is called gvil. This is called cloth. Right. And cloth I have to write on this side. Right. The inside. Right. Is called duchsustus. Right. That's usually the thicker part of the split, right? And the duchsustus, right? You have to write b'mokom haboso on this side. You can't, you violate that, the Sefer Torah, the Koyt and Rambam anyway, the mezuzah, the mezuzah apostle. V'chol ha'kosev al ha'klaf b'mokom ha'seyo o gvil d'chsus b'mokom ha'boso is possible. I said that wrong, we get wrong, right? The tefillin is written b'mokom ha'boso, mezuzah is written b'mokom ha'seyo.
No,
gotta keep you think straight, which is on top, which is on bottom. You got to mark it down.
So it seems that Gvil, according to the Rambam, is better for a Sefer Torah.
The what?
That a thick hide is better for the, is better. It's a Lachlan Moshe Messina, according to the Rambam.
Yeah. Gvil Lechatchila. You'll soon see in a minute what happens. What happened because of technology. In other words, the halacha that you have to write on gvil only refers to the fact that you have to use the exposed hide of the animal, the part where that sees the outside world, where the hair grows. The inside can't be used there for Torah treatment. You have to use only the outside. The inside section can only be used for mezuzahs. The outside, which is really the part of the hide that you see on an animal, or if an animal doesn't have any hair on it, right? That'll be the part that's exposed to the sun, to the water, to the weather, etc. And that's the part that in nature is already very, very much contracted, hard. Right? It's been worked by the weather as well.
What if the inside part is split into multiple, into two or three
split
sections?
Split it. It's okay. The inside part is called the sustus. You can split it there. But remember, if you can use the sustus, yeah, you have to write it b'mokom haseyo, right, on the outside. But not on the inside.
So how would you?
I will soon see. You see better. Because in fact, we don't do that anymore.
Yeah. So in Jerba, Mezuzot.
Yes. What we do, for example, when it comes to Gvil, we write basically a la clef. Why? We don't split the hide. What we do is we scrape off the inside. In scraping off the inside, you get rid of the sustus. You with us? We don't go with the process of splitting unless you want to make mezuzahs. But people who are order cloth for writing a Sefer Torah, it's not made by splitting. It's made basically by destroying the, in other words, finishing the outside by scraping the inside away. See what, we'll get to the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, you see what I mean.
So,
Apapi Shekachi Halocha Lemoshe Misinai, that you write a Sefer Torah on Gvil. I told you, I have one Sefer Torah in my shul written on Gvil. It's not possible to lift. It's just too heavy. You can't write it. Maybe wrote a small sefer, but it's a big sefer, written on Gvil. As I said, there's one individual in the shul who can lift. He runs a moving company. And he lifts refrigerators and. I wrote in the next few words in the Rambam. Alpha Pisha Kachi Aloch Mosh Bissinai, in Kosa Sevito ala Klav Kosher, lo Nemo Gvil el Lamaya Tuchsustas. Gvil isn't Aloch Mosh Bissinai, it's Klav is Mosh Bissinai. But I want to make sure that you know what I mean by Klav, so I say Gvil, the whole thing. But really, you don't need the duchsustas attached for it to be kosher for a Sefer Torah. On the contrary, as you'll see in a minute, we try our best not to have duchsustas attached, even though we're right on the proper side, but we don't have grill. Look at the next page, page base. Look at the first the Ramah.
Rabbi, he's saying that the tefillin are written on the cloth, on the inside of the cloth, meaning not that was closest to the basar.
That's puzzle.
Shayu kodvin a tefillin al ha cloth. The kodvin b'makom habasar.
Which one?
The tefillin.
Huh?
Tefillin,
right.
On the side of the basar.
Right.
That is how it's supposed to be.
Right. But I'm talking about klaf, not on duchsustas.
Right.
So you gotta get rid of duchsustas. Term so you'll make remember easier. The cloth coat is cornified skin. On your fingers of the skin, sometimes it peels off a little bit. Right? That skin is very hard skin, that's cornified. When you cut yourself and a piece of skin is cut off, that's where the skin is thicker, and the inside of that is not hardened, weathered skin. Right? It's fresh skin, but it's all skin.
Is it analogous to the dermis and epidermis? Is it analogous to the...
Dermis, epidermis, right. Or cornification. Alright, next. Look, listen to the Lamar. This is one of our problems. Im Abdon Obi Kechovim Yisaya HaYisroel Ma'at B'tchilav Shenose L'Sid Yomar Sh'Ose L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah V'Yisamen Osel Oro Sh'O Yachlifu Obi Kechovim Nochoshin Achakar Shema Yechif Obi Kechovim. No, not. What's our problem? We need Ibud Lishmo. That's the problem. Big problem. Ibud Lishmo means you can't go out on the store and just buy. because parchment is used not only for Sifrei Torah, it's used by Goyim also. Mm-hmm. They also write things on parchment, documents, whatever it is. When I was growing up, you got smicha, had to be written on parchment. Now yeshiva gives smicha, they write it on parchment paper, which is paper with some kind of a mottled look. It should think maybe it's parchment. They can't afford parchment. It would cost another half a dollar or $2. Charging $45,000 a year, don't expect to get real parchment. Okay.
No, that's the not in Budrishma. We made all time ketubot on parchment.
Yes.
In Italy.
So he says, the more teaches you that as long as a Yisrael Messiah, it's already Rishma, even though the work will be done by Goyim.
That's one of Talmidim went to Israel to buy cloth to Sefer Torah.
Okay.
It's interdicted to write Ketusha, Malimba Kodesh Lomoridim, to write Ketubah, Malimba Kodesh Lomoridim, was Ibud Rishem Sefer Torah.
Probably Gimel.
Yeah.
That's one about the Gvil.
No, thank you. Go out to buy
the cloth.
Yes, yeah, right. So he gives you what is our meaning today. The Jews don't work the whole thing. There are places they claim for tefillin that it's all Ibud Lishmo, only Shomer Shabbos, etc., etc., glat kosher parchment. But it's inadequate, the Gemara tells you, as long as a Jew is involved and he marks the parchment so that he can identify it again, and he puts it in to the lime, the sid, which is the initial process of the tanning of the hide, it's already called Ibud Lishmo. Next. So shiyu mubodim be'afza o besid uchyosa midvorm shemekafzin o umarzikin osa. Right. There he's quoting the same Lashon the Rambam used. Right. The process of preparing leather, of tanning leather, ibud oros, is essentially this process, how you make the leather shrink and harden so that it has a permanence. It'll be able to withstand wear. Now watch how Machaber spells it out so in case you missed it. Kosin Sefer Torah al Agvil v'hu ha'or shalom nechlak v'kosin bo b'mokom seyo v'mkoso Sefer Torah al Aklav kosher who shiukose b'sad ha'plimi. Right? Sheklape ha'boso. That's so. Somebody, we got a problem here. What do you say? Where do you write? On what side? Kosma b'mokom seor, right? Im kosu say v'tor al aklaf, who she kosu b'sara pnimi she klape aboso. Why do you say that?
He's talking about tefillin.
Madua, when it's gvil, you write it on the side of the sail, on the outside. So why, when you split it, you write on the inside?
Maybe to be to be similar to tefillin.
I don't know what it is. I'm sorry. You gotta help find why that. When they split it, so I split it. If it's unsplit, I must write, can I get a sale? So when I split it, it should be the same thing. Can I get a sale? Why can I get a bosso?
Bosso
say v'toga ala klaf kosher, but who should he cause b'sad of me shlag a bosso? Why?
Like the tefillin.
Why? No, that's tefillin. Don't want to say v'toga.
But why? What is the reason for tefillin that it should?
That's halacha b'shina.
Isn't it all halacha?
As we said, we don't not have a reason for it.
Isn't it all halacha moshe m'sinai?
Huh?
Isn't this all halacha moshe m'sinai? So,
yes.
So
but wait, but why when you... So when it's full hide, you have to write, can I get a sale? So why when you split, you write, can I get a boso? Why?
Maybe if you split it, then the halacha moshe m'sinai goes according to the same as the tefillin. You split it so it has to be written on the inside.
Why?
No, the Sefer Torah would then follow the what was said about the
Tfilin. But why is Tfilin compiled the Sefer Torah? Why is that?
Because lechatchila we were supposed to do on Gvil Shalem.
You're right. So it's not Shalem, but it didn't change sides. I mean, the side should be the same. If the Allah Moshini has written, can they get a sale? Should be, can they get a sale? And no one picks it up. If it's possible, be gvil b'mokam abosso, it'd be possible. Gotta find someone to say that why. What the situation here is, the physical situation is that when I split it, I already have the tzad haseil separated from the tzad haboso. Then, if I split it, here I have the dosusus. So I split it here. Nachatzila, I was supposed to write over here the tzad haseil. Now that I split it, I can write on this side because this whole thing is called Saraseo. And it's better to write on the inside.
The last line of the Rambam, before Tet, says, V'kol hakotev al haklaf b'mokom se'ar.
That's no good.
It's pasul.
V'kol hakotev al haklaf. Which of course big builds and block was possible.
So once you split it in half, I don't know, is that only from a zuzo, or any time you split it in half, now it has to be, it can't be on the side of the sear anymore.
Right, yeah, why? Right, yeah.
Well, is that right? Once you split it, you can no longer write on the sear side?
Yeah. That's what it says.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah?
No, I mean, Yosef could be saying that that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that you shouldn't be writing it.
Does.
Okay. Anyway, again, it seems that everyone says that in why, but that's halacha moshe m'sinai. What can you do? That's the reality. All right.
Is there any machlokas about which is klaf and which is...
No.
So the klaf is the...
Klaf is the outer portion. The part that had the hair on it. And duksus, the part that didn't have a hair on it, only had contact with the bosom. Okay? Look at what the Rambam says. Uklafim shalonu Yosef mivchor mivgiu. What you said, Yosef, that, well, it would seem that Aloch al-Moshe Mishinai, the best thing is to write Gvil. The Chatzin is supposed to write on Gvil. Then we allow it to write on yeah. So is it better? So comes Rambam and says, no. Our system is better. Uklofim shalono Yosef mivchor mivgiu. Because in Lechatzchila l'tzad boso. Main coast from Achshav ala Gvil. Vimshino because of our klafim shalonu b'mokom seyo would be possible. Miu yesh brakilin b'zeh. Says the machlokes whether b'dievid it would be kosher if you did it the way I would think it should be done, because if gvil you had a right on mokom seyo, why when I removed the susus, why suddenly I switched to mokom aboso? To the inner side, we're required a lot more shit to use the outer side.
Maybe it's still hardened, but it's the more meshubach side because it's cleaner?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Now let's go back to our deal. Look at hay first. Sefer Torah Tzor Shirtut. You all know what that is. Okay, it's Halacha Moshe Mishinai also. But Shirtut has to have lines.
Scraped in lines.
Sefer Torah is made lines, not ink lines though.
Scraped.
But a knife. A knife indentation. Right. Use a knife. They usually they have a stylus. They run the knife. In other words, zekeli vaveu, but halacha moshe mishinai tzor shirtut. Mishkoso belo shirtut posel. Belo she yishatei bofer asutzom shetzoveya. You can't use something that makes lines that are colored, like if you used in those days a piece of lead. Oferet. We call our pencils lead pencils. They're not lead pencils, they're graphite. But in the old days, they use a piece of lead, because lead leaves a mark, leaves a metallic line when you, it's soft metal, and when you run it across a hard piece of parchment, it'll leave a line, you can't use that. But they use a stylus to make a mark. Then, Sefer Torah Tzor Sheyichtevenu B'dyo Ha'osui Me'oshon Hashmonim. That's back to Agamara. Shori B'meyafsin. You make it from Dyoi, which is made from carbon, made from oils, the carbon from oils, and soaking, then it's soaked, it is dissolved in gallnut extract. And B'meyafsin. U'lechatchila Tov L'zoher Shalidasos adjoy ki midvorem haborem mina eitz. It's a Kabbalah maaser. Why? And that's why it was mentioned that they also would make it from balls of wood from wood that's soaking. No, it's a wood extract. But the extract from the wood, when you soak balls of wood, you extract tannin, same as me'afot. So, I gave you now the Orach HaShulchan, which is now critical for our understanding. Okay, you people, we're not losing you on this. It's, you find it interesting enough. We'll finish off this job.
Are they misartet the letters at all, or only the lines?
Which?
Do they do sirtut on the otiyot?
What do you mean, those?
Do they outline what they're going to put the ink, or it's only lines across?
Only lines. Okay. Pick up now Chavav in the Orach HaShulchan, and here he brings us up to date what reality is today. Van his boil, then kosvim ella b'dio who alachar mosh b'sinan. I got a problem. The dio is alachar mosh b'sinan. You better write with dio. So now, so that you can focus, we now know already that yo is a generic term. It doesn't refer to a specific substance. Yo is something that's called yo. In the old days, when we used a fountain pen, right, you could buy all kinds of different inks. You could buy waterproof ink, permanent ink, etc. Therefore, dyo is not a substance. It's a generic term. Containing what? Look at the Orach HaShulchan. Mahu dyo. Kosav HaRambam. Right? We read the Rambam already. Kapsen Osho Shoshmonim, Osho Zephyr, Shav Yosbo, Gomos of the Soul of Elon, Matvash, Losen Osho Harbe, Vidochen Osho Achiasa Rotitin. Right? Then you go ahead and you go ahead and form, right, little plaques of it. Then when you want to write, Shoreel Beme Avzoch, Yosbo, Kosabo. Shem Tibuchenu Yenimchak, Zeu Joy HaMissim HaMufud Vosfod V'Mezuz. But if you wanted to write it with Meyafso V'Kankantum, is also Shu Omeid Ben Nimchak, as long as it's a permanent ink, a permanent writing fluid, Shem. So it brings you to our Gemara. Hinei B'Shabbos Issa Kol HaShmanim Yofun Adyo, Shem Ben Lagav Ve'la Hashem B'Chol HaShonim Yofun Adyo Shem Ben Lagav. Right, b'timhani. Achai shekosa Rambam kosa l'dio shemitzvah l'mufo lo mehishmit l'shem ezay mitzvah l'mufo v'sol katan yofi mikulam v'sol chiyin. What's he asking? He doesn't answer. It's not a question either. And yes, it is, since the Rambam mentioned how you do it the best way, he said that it's so Shem Ezayis Men Amukho, right? Why didn't the Rambam mention, since he mentioned how you make, he should have mentioned that it's Men Amukho, that l'chatchila you should use Shem Ezayis. because Havod, Ma Mirta Halocha Shenesra Shenembo Lamosha Bisinai Shiksuvim Bidyo. If I can use Dyo and I can use Me'afta and I can use Kankantum, then there's no specific Dyo. Lamute only Shamini Tsivonim. Anything that you can write with that leaves a permanent record, you can use for writing Sifra Torah. But the color must be black. Therefore, what's really only also is a color other than black. Kegan Odom Yorol Yosubet, Shimkosa Besfolim, Afil Osachas, Shil Mazuz, Afil Osachas, Shamini Tsivonim, Obezor Varele Psul. Milosh ze mashma ikol inyan dyo shi yishocho velo shi amar lo shar maros ubepeg yud kochosha bechezma psulim shnitzav right didn't come out so good. Right. Something Ella Shocho Ha'omi. He needs a blackness that's permanent. That resists wear. The Kavanoso, the Tartabinan. What you need for ink, you can do anything for ink if it has these requirements, these qualities. Shocho Ha'omi. Koloma Shaksav Yekayim. Ulefize Nirmidvorov. And kipayin mimashos in dio yochal asa mikol davar shiyitza rak shi yishocho v'kayim. So we started off the question, could I go out and buy indie ink? Marvelous. It's shocho and it's kayim, wonderful. Zeu das right miu das hagos maimed is shem rab simcha. We have it, I gave it to you in the Rambam. I marked it off on the side, the first page I gave you, right? And as I go 5 minutes, I put a little mark on the side of the page, the first page. Okay? That's how it goes, 5 minutes. Right? I need someone called Sever Shoch Meskai Malaklav, Nikod Yol, Kilomotsinu Aloch Moshe Misinai, Shol Yekosho Ella Oli, right? Whatever is the Avi Raim Yerushalmi, Pen Avis and Mitois Bay by Shabbos, the Poneno Lins is a Petosus. Right, the statement that any Tseba Shocha Hamaskayim is good, he quotes a Tosus, we don't have that in our Tosus. What's the problem? The Rambam said that he said as long as it's black and omeid, it's okay. But before the Rambam said you need something that's erasable. It should be nimchak. The kankantum ain't a yocheli mochei. Look at the top of the column. In Soto, where it writes about the Megillah Soto. Remember, what does it say about Megillah Soto? That becomes the Mayim Amorim. They write the Parsha Soto. Like a Sefer Torah, and there's Shem Hashem in there, and then they rinse it off in the water. So you see, then the Yo is something Nibchak, like the Rambam said originally. Then he said, but if he didn't, that Nibchak is also kosher. He says, why? Why then would he list Omeid permanence as a Maile? Permanence is not a Maile. Maile is, it should be Dovah HaNibchak. We know that from Parshas Soto. If you look, he says Perush Mishnayos in Sota. The Rambam explains that, right? If he has Kona in the Yisur Rak beParsha Sota, she beMikdash. There you had to write it with an ink that's erasable. Shem Nusham bein Exav Shem Chalivu. Kan Kantum in the Yochel Livu. Abba Beksiva Sefetol Muto. Lekach Amar. Bepekal in Kosum beMeyavson kan Kantum Shu Omer beNimchak Sheir Klomar. Koshke beDin Shu Nimchak. Im Kenei Kosav. Repair good the possible shirt of low shirk homemade. So Loma Omey Zayn Kamas for Yochi Mochi. She Omey blow over calls mansion in Bechel be dying, Lafuki Sevashokosh and Kamchamasa call of a holy. What's he saying? I'm now defining permanence. Okay. There are two kinds of permanence. It's permanence where you leave it alone. If you leave it alone, I'd make no effort to abrade it, to erase it, it'll stay forever. There's a second kind of permanence that if I try to abrade it, I can't abrade it either. I can't erase it either. So it's the first kind that you need, not the second kind. Halacha Moshe Mishina is, it has to be a shocha that's only be'elam. But it doesn't have to be non-erasable. On the contrary, erasable may be a mile, it's like the Parsha Sota. Even though he says that's unique for Parsha Sota, it has to be erasable. Because it says a mocha b'mayim, but for regular sefer Torah with tefillah mezuzahs, it could be something that is not erasable too. Now halacha l'moshe m'sinai is one thing, but as halacha l'maase is a second thing. What is a poor sefer supposed to do if he's writing with ink she'ena yochol imochek? And they always make a mistake. Nobody writes a whole sefer Torah without making a mistake. Therefore, you make a mistake, you take a razor blade, you scratch it off, and you fix it. But if it's a ksav she'ef shali moche, then he's stuck, he's finished. We have to cut it out. Wow. They do. I've seen such sefer Torah where they cut it out, they put a patch on the backside. All right, look further. And something I want to do, the end, we'll make it.
Okay. Why, Rabbi, why do we say that one is not supposed to touch the cloth with their fingers?
That's called Sefer Torah. Yeah, well, that's something I should mention to you. A bunch of idiots, you call them up to the Sefer Torah, they take their tzitzis, and they rub it on the Sefer Torah and kiss it. That's how you destroy a Sefer Torah. You kiss the Sefer Torah, not at the, by rubbing a letter. That's it. Yeah. But you don't rub across a letter. No, no, he wants to be his aliyah was over here, so he has to kiss it, not over here. No, people have to be trained. You don't do that to a Sefer Torah. Because you can rub off a Sefer Torah with your tzitzis, no problem. You may not break the right, rub up a holos, but a piece of the oath should take off. Especially, not every ink was made 100% properly. So many inks that they wrote with, you treat gently.
Is the oil from one's fingers will do can do damage?
No.
No?
No, but it's also to touch the toe with your naked hands. When I go up, get an aliyah, our meaning is, even the yad, the yodos of the Sefer Torah, you take your talis and you cover the yad when you touch it. The only time you hold the yad is when you have to serve the Sefer Torah, like you have to do a hagbir, right? Then you have to hold it well. But otherwise, you never touch the Sefer Torah naked. You touch the Sefer Torah om, it says what? Nikbar om. They'll bury you naked. Not like Obama, not like by Obama, not like Bin Laden. not like Bin Laden. Now, you see that Mamzer Obama, right? He's a Muslim. So he ordered that the Muslim service be done before they they throw this manuvel overboard. So they made tahava on him. You heard him right here. They washed him in water. They wrapped him in linen, and then threw him overboard. Yes, on the radio. Peter B'derech Kovet. His mom said they killed 3,000 people, including many B'nai Torah. Many B'nai Torah who were in accounting and actuary up on the top floor of the tower. 96th floor, 97th floor was many, many B'nai Torah there. We handled the Aguna case of the fellow who called his wife and his rov. Yeah. He said, I have to jump out the window. The fire is coming. I don't want to be consumed in the flame. Why? He says, but then you won't find me. My wife will be in Aguna. Want me to find me? If I'll jump out the window, he didn't say because I want to avoid the pain of being burnt alive. He said, then they'll find my remains and my wife will be able to remarry.
Okay. Halakhically, is it permissible to jump?
Huh?
Halakhically, was it permissible to jump? We have the haftarah that we just had of
Chizkiyahu. No, if anyone wants to sit in judgment on that case.
No, but I'm saying we have the haftarah with Chizkiyahu saying, even with the blade on your neck, you never know what kind of nest could happen. Not judging him, just asking.
You have Rabbi Chinna ben Trajon and Rabbi Yisroel Yud Zayin, where he wouldn't open his mouth to let the flames in, even though he was suffering greatly. They're being burnt alive, right? And he wouldn't open his mouth because he said that the one who gave life take life. That would be a meiser, be a dayel lekare misoso. So he asked a shayla whether he did right. He jumped. He could have stayed alive another 5 minutes. Don't want to answer such questions. No one has a right to sit in judgment on these people.
Would his wife not be able to remarry based on the fact that
he couldn't find any remains? They have to prove that he didn't run off with the secretary. That's the halacha. So fine, if you found something, DNA. Yeah, but wouldn't find DNA either if he was burnt alive. I know people, you know, stop and think. They repeated on the radio coming in how this whole plan of Bin Laden, supposed to be his evil mind that set up that whole system, the whole terrorist act, yeah. But can you imagine the stupidity of our people, of the Americans' security services at the airport? A fellow comes without luggage, right? He's an Arab, and he pays cash for a one-way ticket. It never occurred to anybody to question anything. Why would someone buy with no luggage for a one-way ticket? Doesn't even have a pair of underwear with him for tomorrow. So there's no tomorrow. Okay, let's see if we can finish this today. Now look at Lamed. Our Hashulchan does a very nice job explaining this, the D.O. business too. This is all in the tool. Shein nikva dio ela osa chosen many eitzim hayiduim shemavatsh also, osa osa mimemehem, Aber also ich ausser mir erfotzen und posel sie für Tolo. You hear that? The Rambam said you can write with Me'a Fatsim. No, it's possible to say for Torah. It has to be something from chips of wood that are cooked. The same thing is going to be, they take out the tannin. It's going to be like a Me'a Fatsim. Vadoni Ovi HaRosh Zal Kosav. Remember, Tur was the son of the Rosh. Shukosha Kivit also in Kumus HaKavacharba. What does that mean? Bir advarim, kosva atoises, right? She digdig away the time with the sound begitin. The whole kosin video. The Torah said you can't write with Me'afatsim, because it says you write only with Dio, and Dio is not Me'afatsim. Therefore, v'doch ha'arosh d'me'afatsu l'chud v'ale eino diyo. Avo, k'shomitin l'soch ha'kumo, sh'korom gumo, hu diyo gomo, v'nim sadovo munchit v'zeh cholik ha'arosh al ha'rambam. Ha'rambam ein soch gumo l'soch ha'afatsu. L'arosh soch, ken kosu kama megdol. Make a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam on this. Can you write with me'afatsu or not? Rambam says yes, and the Rosh says only to put in Gumo. But if he and he is IT low pleady, the Afotsim Luchud and Yo Shocho. Uba Kocha Sor Lafotsim Ezadova Lashiro. Comes the Ocha Shocha and is in argues from reality. I know what a Meir Fatsim is. I told you it's tannin, it comes up dark brown, but it's not black. And now we know Vadai, everybody agrees, Shocho is Aloch Lamoshe Mishinai. So how could you write with Me'a Fatsim? So surely it means Me'a Fatsim plus something else. So the Rambam didn't mean you could write with Me'a Fatsim and it comes out a brown color. V'chein kosa rosh ha'kumu she'mashchir. V'Rambam ma'am ha'mokom zeh kankantum. Shehu vitriol. Vitriol is copper sulfate. I told you about that sofa. He sent me out to buy him from the drugstore copper sulfate that goes into the Jew. Zeh shon korin kupa vasa, copper water. Shezeu mashchir. V'amishneh begitin shomer. Right, choshron ke'echad bekumus v'kankantem. Lochein ha'rambam arosh v'tur b'chodesh shitze kaimi. Arguma ain't a master yofi can cantum. Can Agrabe shall a ramam order tray? What is he saying? He's not telling you the full formula. They make a machlok between the Rosh and the Rambam. Because it starts off shocho and no one argues on. Then reality, Me'afsa is not shocho. Me'afsa is brown. So surely you got to put something in to make it dark. To make it brown. Make it dark. Black. And therefore, everybody agrees Me'afta is good. I believe that the Aruch Shulchan is not necessarily correct. What the Rosh said is Me'afta alone is no good unless you put in Gumo. I'll tell you why. You can't write with water. The Metzius is, if I have something, just water, pure viscosity of water, I'll not be able to write with it. Therefore, you put in Gumo. Gumo makes the water thicker. Then the Shayach to call it ink. But until it becomes a writing fluid, it's not called Dio. So all that the Rosh did was add, you have to put in Kumus. And the Rambam doesn't mention the Kumus. But surely no reason to say it would disagree. Because the Mitzvah is, you can't write with a quill or with a piece of wood and water, a toothpick and water.
But what about the shachor?
Huh?
But if it's just those two, then what about the shachor?
Oh, and the shachor, everybody, obviously, there has to be shachor there too. Therefore, shachor is a base that is in everything. Then they only argue, what's the fluid, what's the liquid from? So Rambam says, look, it's mayafsa, it's good. Mayafsa with shachor is perfectly fine. But he tells you of another chiddush, and he defines it accurately. However, he says, if you're going to put in kankantum, shehu vitriol, shehu kupavasa, so I know exactly what he's talking about, copper sulfate. When copper sulfate is allowed to interact with oxygen, right, it becomes cupric oxide. Cupric oxide is black. As a copper dish, when it sometimes, depending on what is in the copper will become blue, like the copper roof over retall, right? There's a greenish tinge, a bluish greenish tinge to it, right? That's because it interacts with stuff in the air, right, which makes it turn green. But otherwise, it oxidizes to a black copper. Okay, is it further? Boy, let's see if we can fight the clock a little bit. V'yesh tadak dek binyan hadyo b'divri rabaseinu b'alei ha-shulchan aruch. Kan heter rabbeinu b'yisrael yisrael divri ha-rambam. Rabbeinu rabbo kosel chatzil tov lizor lo las hadyo ki midvor rambo men eitz. V'chei mashem b'zor truma etzer kosel b'dyo shochor ben shiyesh bo mei avosim v'shlo bo mei avosim v'ein asosel v'vorov shabekar adraba kosel b'kitzu kedas ha-rambam den kbeide rak shiyesh shochor zesher kosel ben shiyesh bo mei avosim nal לאוסי מהספורים, מהסוברים דבין דווקא מדבור רבו מלאס וזה לא הפוצר בו זה כמו השפורים אין לי דווקא מילה בזה בתרמוד Let's skip. Let's make it. You finish off yourself. It goes through the same thing. Very interesting. Tries to take away all the machlokes. In other words, not everybody was giving you the full formula of how you make yo. So if you see one left something out, you put it in yourself. No big deal. What I want to get to is lamed vov. Okay. I mentioned to you that there are old svarim where the black osios now have a brownish look to them. Are they kosher yet or not? In our shul, we have one or two such svarim that we got from the Yerusha from the army, I think he sent it in there when we applied there, I believe it's from the army. When they brought the little Sefer Torah from Europe that the Dassies had stored and now distributed in America to those who wanted it. Yes, Sefer Torah, you showed it. You got to look at Lamed Vov. Shenasa Oshos Kemara Note Ladmimus or Yerokos. Yerokos, I don't know what that means. Okay, I never. York is blue, green, yellow would be York. You haven't seen that. Admimus, yes. Right? Admimus. Reddish brown copper, look. Vimra kea mariso eich shash bezeh. Look what he says. If it's just what? Slightly brown, I mean, it's kea mariso. It's a dull, oh yeah, you look carefully, you see it's brownish. וכן דרך כל מרק של שעה שנעשה קייר, אמנם אם נהפך לגמרי לאודם, בעדי אין ליכוס בו. שהריקו הדור הוא השחרוס, כמו שהרמב"ם. שוחר כחרס, והחרס דיור. That's what we told you in Hilchos Nida, where they use a piece of dyo as a standard to what's called black in halacha. If you can rewrite some of those osios, right, with black ink, the betfilin posel, right, the betfilin so kesidron, right. Ach, ba'avoras kumus b'shemus yeshes yashu radayinu k'sav koshem limsa shemur k'sashem. But you got a problem. If the yudke vovke in the Sefer Torah is reddish and you want to make it black, then you gotta, I got to rewrite right over the red. That's called mochek the bottom to me the top. That's also to do. Right. So if you hold that k'sav is too kosher, then I write black on a ksav, it's not called mochik. But if you hold that ksav is posel, then what are you doing? You're mochik a ksav written in red. A ksav written in red has also, it's not a scripture Sefer Torah, but Duchess Hashem is also limchok. And that will present a problem. Okay, now Lamed Ches. Here we have something I want to call your attention to. Look at mezuzahs are written by a lot of people. It's a quickie way to make a dollar. In the old days, you bought a mezuzah, 75 cents, a dollar was a fine mezuzah. Now, a mezuzah costs $20, $30, $40, and it's no longer a mezuzah this size, but a mezuzah, you have to go hardware on it, right? What they write with. So you look at old Sfardashim mezuzahs. There is no calligraphy. You don't see osios thick and thin because they wrote with a toothpick, not with a quill. With a quill, you make the quill like the point of a fountain pen. I can then press hard, I get a thick line. On the side, I get a thin line. But Sfardim never worked with a quill. Now they already learned that it doesn't sell well, so they all write with a quill. Why? Here you have it. Huh? Look at Lamed Ches. Kosav Abeinu Ramo. Yesh Diftu B'kumush Shokone Lo Benotza. Ad Kama Shom. That's the original halacha. You have to write with a piece of wood, or toothpick. Toothpick. Then all parts are. So some good sofrim, Eidos Hamizrach, took a corner and made of it like a fountain pen. They took a reed, not using a toothpick, but a reed. They split the bottom so that they get. And able to work like with a quill. But most did no such halacha, on the contrary. Right? Right? Doesn't mention what kind of a pen you use. Tells about the ink, tells about the parchment, doesn't say anything about how you write, what kind of writing instrument you're using. We don't know how. Because in Benoso Sofos told him, Shetova Meodach Siva, Mikomokom Enkedai Lito Benoso Barzel. But you shouldn't use a fountain pen. But it would be so much easier. You can get a regular fountain pen, fill it up with indie ink, and write in half the time you write a Sefer Torah that way. You know what time it is? Every few minutes, every few seconds practically, he has to dip his quill into inkwell, right? Then he can't use it right away because there's too much ink on there. Then he has to rub it up on a piece of paper till he gets the right amount of ink, right? And then go to the Sefer Torah. It doubles the time of writing Sefer Torah. Like you use a fountain pen, it'll be one, two, three, but not
Kedai. What is
why?
The Makor of the
Ramah? Enked I lifto benosos barzel. That means our fountain pen. Harder than okay. First, because it can make holes in the parchment. The Yod, da toro marechas yomom, va barzel mekaser. Af, right, the chedushi toro nochon lebri lichto mekon barzel mitamzeh. I like that. He says it's proper when you write a Yochadut Torah, you use a quill, don't use a fountain pen because it's metal, and Torah is lengthens your life, and metal shortens your life. Barzel make swords from it, and knives from it. No, I know anyone who's marked without that.
What is the Makor of the Ramah to say that it should be with a Kaneh and not with a Notzah?
It's from the Zohar.
Yeah? So what is used today, Lama say?
Everybody uses a quill. A Notzah.
With an actual feather on it?
Huh?
With
yeah.
actual...
Yeah. You ever seen one? Every shul has to have one because sometimes there's this... In the Osa Sefer Torah... jumps off, you always have a little butt relief with a quill and you fix it yourself. That's called a sofa if it's just a little piece of a leather. It's a whole leather, you know, you don't know yourself, so better call a sofa. But otherwise we fix little things come. Yeah.
So why do we still use a quill?
I'm sorry?
Why do we still use a quill? Why not?
Why don't we use?
Why do we still use?
He tells you why. Because no one knows how to write with it. He says, with a quill, it's easy to learn how to write. With this corner.
But now that everyone writes using.
Sifr, I know Vadai mezuzas. In the early years of Eretz Yisrael, there we visited. Tefillin, I had my children with me, showed them how they make tefillin, how they write mezuzahs. Mezuzahs were written with nothing more than a toothpick. And they looked at, if I can find it, I'll show you a Sfardish mezuzah. Kosher mezuzah, but it doesn't look like our Ksav Sofer, because there's no calligraphy. There's no thick and thin in the letters. Every mark is same width.
Yeah, we have Sifrei Torah like this. We have Sifrei Torah like this,
huh?
With the toothpick calligraphy.
The what?
Do we have Sifrei Torah that look like this?
You have what?
Sifrei Torah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Never seen that.
I'm sure there must be. Yeah. It maybe not a toothpick, but even a corner, the wooden piece of wood. Even though they would try to make it like a fountain pen point. With a split in it and give it some ability to adjust the width of the lines, I doubt if it can do it. Okay, and we spent a lot of time on this. I hope and now you have some kind of feel for the complexity of Halacha Moshe Sinai in this system. You have a meeting?
We don't have a meeting.
Can
we get two people?
Yeah, grab someone quick.
I'm going to get to the
when I've got